silent parade of life and death, success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, each in its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Smuggled out. Yes.
Believe me, I have.
Then you've wasted your time. There's a mark against it.
Don't be a stupid fool.
Don't believe him.
It is you who must do that for your dinner. You must forget about the answer I just handed to my room. You can only do this for a quarter year and I can live in less than 1 year. I will keep you at the limit. Yes, it was an answer of you to be
here. I'm not interested in your crude stuff.
You have heard me. You will forget to be the cold archaeologist you're quite lovely. I'll admit.
I'm aware of that. And I don't like that.
But of course you do.
I have the most interested in these pieces of crockery. hope this is not too tiring for you.
Oh, no. I used to walk around in the sun. I'm sorry if I'm a bad hostess.
On the contrary, you could not be otherwise than a most charming hostess. I am unwilling to leave, but I do not wish to impose on you.
Oh, not at all. Oh, do the clinical resources along here.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid they were not very successful.
And you do not excavate here anymore? Shall we proceed then to the new
beginnings? Oh, so dear. Hello, sir. Good morning, good morning, Mrs. Yes. This is my sister, Paul, Colonel Sandy.
I'm indeed honored. I hope you all have a happy stay.
Oh, yes, I'm enjoying it. I've just come at the right time.
Indeed. And why is this for us? Oh, well, your workmen are going already in the Sapazan bar, finishing very early, I do not.
They have to get back to the village. It's quite a long way.
And that's as far as all that, Miss Appleton. And it is still 2 hours yet till sunset.
Oh, I didn't realize. Then you're asking us to take them earlier than usual.
Indeed. Now, I wonder why you have done that.
I don't know.
Now, if you're good and poor, look more interested.
Look at the end of the room, will you? So, over there. There's something written in the sun that looks like metal. It's a word about it. Here, look out.
Then they'll turn their mouths back at you. I don't see it.
No. Nothing doing. Our friend has disappeared.
But
of course. You are a very brave woman, Nora. You must forgive me if I tell you, Nora. After such an occurrence, I can no longer think of you as Miss Appleton. You have saved my life.
I should have been good at it. I should have told you before. We found the kid that died.
Yes.
It's right here.
Yes, I am so glad. And doubtless, Mr. Rathin wants the treasure, so he has sent the workmen away.
He said to me that if I tell you...
You are courageous, so I will not try to deceive you. Rathin and his friends will now endeavor to kill us all.
Friends?
Oh, he has been in touch with Jake Mustafa for some time. No doubt he and his men will be arriving shortly. Until then, Rathin will not make any move.
But
then? He will come to kill us, of course. But in the interim, let us use the time to advantage. Let us look at the temple.
I paid my toast around the temple. It was now the almost intact. David was not the thing that the great guns could have done, but it wasn't guns. It was solid gold. They had a right to nothing else, and left there that was wrong. And he looked around the temple, examining the various inscriptions. I still couldn't believe they might be dead in a couple of hours. Found about it, he'd be extreme more difficult to credit. He leaned calmly against the entrance temple, his heavy open office dangling in one hand, a cigarette in the other. I moved back to his side.
Have you seen our dearest, Christine?
Of course not. But isn't it a good thing?
Dora?
But tell me, speak.
Now that is quite impossible. Without a doubt, you have lost in the entrance. If we go outside, it shall be shot.
What do you do?
Dearest, let me congratulate you on your very magnificent triumph. It is indeed a triumph after your years of work.
If I live to see it.
Let us assume that you will. It makes the discussion more pleasant.
Discussion? You must take rest.
But I am taking rest. Why else do you think I am standing here? I have an excellent view of the tunnel entrance. If anyone comes down, I shall see him. It is quite simple.
You are so calm.
Yes, certainly. There is no reason to do anything else. Consider, my dear mother. When Chief Mustafa and his men arrive, they will attack us. And if they are successful, we shall die. So, we shall enjoy what time we have left. Or, perhaps, we shall be successful.
How?
The answer to that, I must confess, relieves me at the moment. But all things are possible. So we should still pass this interlude pleasantly. Tell me, Nora, did you enjoy Oxford?
Yes.
So did I. I was there before your time, of course, but not so very long before. Beautiful place. It also was a pleasant interlude. Did you fall in love while you were there?
Will you accept our offer?
Naturally. You will be easy to call it.
men that the women never have to die, of course. That's what I thought we had time by the beginning. As long as that is clear, it must also declare that take my daughter must take them into the village.
I sit back into the cupboard, sick with fear and a hopeless despair. But I think the tears pricking at my eyelids were those of Rhodes, not of Larkin. I expected nothing else from him. It was Spivey's cold-blooded betrayal that hurt. He thought no more of killing us than squashing an insect.
What happened, Lily?
Margaret, it's the truth. He's coming out to Larkin.
Oh, no. He seems so lonely.
Yes, I saw it over that beautifully.
Where are they?
In the tunnel. Quiet. They're coming down to the antechamber.
He's got the torch.
Sorry, I've never had my health quite clear. You'd look better. You're going to be good at having done. I do not like handing over my young son as hostess to Colonel Parker. It is quite reasonable. You will be taking a brother with you in the journey by whom you remain here. When you bring back our career, your son will be with you. Unharmed. Very well. This is a case. You wish me to take the woman into the world? Yes. You must send a secret messenger to me to tell me where I shall find the body. Very well. Now, where are the women? If you tell me somewhere, bring them and get out. Let us go and get them. Afterwards, we will estimate the value of the treasure.
Yes. There are two steps carved in the back of the library. We can climb on top. Get up. Quickly. They're coming now.
Bring the lamp, Robert. And you tell me the body in the paper. The moon should be a place for a minute. I do not see them.
Surely you do not expect them to be worth your fire for that stretched hand.
They are not here. They are the only one party. They are exactly a terrorizer.
And do not be ridiculous. You know very well there is no other exit. You think I am an adhesive?
Then where are
we? We shall no doubt discover in good time. I do not think it is necessary for you to carry a shot machine gun, Sir McCarter.
The women
are not to be shot here. You cannot have bullet masks in the temple.
As Stone Down lay on the golden head of Bow, we could see them moving about in the dim light 30 feet below. Quietly walked into the center of the temple. For the moment I thought he looked straight out of it. But he made no sound. The research Mustafa walked deliberately across to the base of the island. He glanced at Larkin, who gave a slight nod. And suddenly I knew that Spivey was going to kill him. I knew too that I was going to be wanted. A heavy electric torch was still in my hand. I stretched out as the grenade was taking part of him. And then let go. Harvey fired at the same time. And the lamp went out. Larkin quickly moved away from the glimmer of the lamp in the entrance, and the two men were invisible in the silent darkness below.
What's happened? It's coming
behind us. The air is cold with a hand softly touching the shoulder. And then Father's fingertips ran down my arm, over the side of her hand, and closed my fingers around the torch. He took my other hand and passed it over the sudden chin down he was holding. Then, apparently, he was gone. I'm going to find the coat to see what happened.
Now. Hey! Hey! You can go out. You can come down now, Nora. Can you go, Harry?
Yes, please go, Harry. Martin? What's happening?
I'm not worried. You're quite dead.
And Cedric Parker?
You are hurt but alive. Come with us.
Going to do?
As soon as you recover consciousness, you will walk halfway along the tunnel and tell his men to go. In return, I shall forgo the satisfaction of having them this time.
Satisfaction?
Certainly, monsieur. You're the brigand, and I must protect my people. They are my children. If you must protect your children, Nora,
haven't. I haven't got any.
Neither have I. I am quite a lonely man. So, what we are waiting for should make that better recover. Let us return to our present interlude. Tell me, when are you going to fall in love, Nora?
Another visit with Joe and Daphne Forsythe.
Hey, honey, I'm home. Daphne.
Drop dead.
Uh-oh, what's the matter, honey?
Don't you speak to me, you Don Juan.
Don Juan? Daphne, I'm not Don Juan. No habla español.
Very funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, it was no prize winner, but...
Neither you Lothario.
I've often wondered, what's a Lothario?
I don't know, but that's what the wives on TV always call their husbands. I guess it applies.
You want me to go out and commit it then?
As far as I'm concerned, you can go for a long walk, preferably on a short pier.
Well, oh, come on, Daphne, what's wrong?
Your good friend Harry called, and he spilled the beans.
What beans?
He said, quote, Paul James is right about those blondes. They're great, unquote.
Blonde?
That's what he said. Well?
He didn't say blonde. He said bond. Savings bond.
What?
Sure, I buy him on the payroll savings plan. And I saw how he ought to do it, too. Savings bonds have a guaranteed interest that pays back $4 for every two, which is a pretty good investment.
That's a pretty good story, too.
It's true, so help me. That's why Harry's so happy. Savings bonds are great.
Well, maybe you're right. You wouldn't really fool around with blondes, would you? You're too faithful and sweet and kind and...
Stop talking.
You're listening for another amazing drama of excellent suspense when we again bring you the 11th hour.